Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte.
Is there anything else that's been going on with you? Because you said things were bad.
I want to leave New York. This is a cycle for all of us.
Okay. Is it interesting because it's approaching summer, which is usually when you're like, New York is alive and well and I will never leave it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just sort of like, what am I doing here? I want to take a little break, like maybe sublet my room, try something else out. I'm like having a moment where I'm like, I literally have too many friends. Okay. That sounds bad. But like,
That's a statement that I've never said.
It's not that I have to. I think it literally is like the first, basically it just got warm in the last 2 weeks. And so like suddenly all of these people that I'm like ultimately acquaintances with are like, I'm having a picnic or like we're getting drinks. Like come out to this. So I felt like kind of overwhelmed with like, oh my God, I have like not had a moment. Like I work and then I hang out with people and I haven't had a moment to like, I don't know, contemplate. I'm clearly unhappy career wise. So it's like, I don't know, I'm like, maybe I kind of need to, like, take a break from New York and all of the people that I have here and, like, get some solitude to, like, be like, huh, what are my priorities? Because ultimately, I have scheduled my life at this point. Right? Yeah. Oh, by the way, I got switched to Sundays off. Big win.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
Wednesday through Saturday. Work schedule. Pretty tight.
Okay. Congrats. I don't love the Saturday work, but, you know.
Right. But not bad at all. Yeah. Know? Off at 4:30 on Saturday.
Oh, because then you can go out Saturday night, Sunday off. Okay. Okay, I see. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. So it's like, oh, I've at this point, like, orchestrated my life for maximum, like, hanging out. Like, I don't particularly give a shit about my job, but it's like, the hours are good in a way that, like, I can have friends and, like, see shows when I want to and, like, and then but I'm still unhappy. Like, I'm still missing something. So it's, like, clearly the choice to be somebody who can hang out is, like, not fulfilling enough for me. So I'm like, maybe I need to take some, I don't know.
Interesting. Are you, like, I need a hobby or, like, a passion?
Yeah. I need to find my passion.
And you need, like, to find your passion.
I've been trying to do that, I feel. And I feel like I almost get, like, distracted or, like, sidetracked by, like, oh, people want to, like, get dinner. Of course I'm going to say yes to that. I love feeling social. And it's, like, at some point, you might just sort of need to be like, all right, I gotta get to a place where nobody can bother me so I can find my passion, which is, like, the dumbest
That's
thing.
That's true. Yeah.
And, like, as I say it, I'm like, if you were meant to have a passion, you'd be able to find it in New York.
Okay, but not necessarily.
Finding
a passion and finding a hobby is hard. If someone was just, like, pick something.
Right.
Like, it also is, like, what do you consider, like, a passion or a hobby, you know?
And, yeah, and since I dislike my work, I'm like, I want it to be something that's like pretty soon gonna transition into something I can do for work.
Yeah.
Not just like, it's easier if you're like, I want to learn to play the guitar at any rate just because I want to.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, I'm looking to like learn some skills that can like help me professionally.
Where would you take off to? Like,
obviously,
are you trying to have
LA.
Like an, okay, good.
Right.
Are you trying to have like a little like eat, pray, love moment, go find yourself situation?
So I was like talking to somebody and I was like, yeah, I like want to get away. And he was like, okay, but you just told me that like summer is the best season in New York. So like, why would you leave for the summer if you're just about to like have a good summer? And I was like, yeah, but then you could go somewhere that is not pleasurable in the winter. Like if I wanted to like hang out in Toronto. I don't want to do that in the winter. Something like that. So then there's part of me is like, should I make this into a decision to, because I was talking to my other friend about this. I was like, should I make this into like a, I need to take 3 months and like do something and then come back? Or should I be like, think about this longer and then maybe in the fall make more of a decision to like put stuff
permanently
in storage
move?
And like
okay.
consider, not necessarily permanently, but be like, okay, I'll go for an indefinite period of time or to do something that I've applied to and been accepted to.
Yeah. Well, I selfishly want you to come to LA.
I was like, oh, ideally I would live with Megan in LA, but then I was like, oh, that's not until December. And then I was like, I don't have the budget. So we'd have to find a different apartment and Megan probably wants to stay in her apartment. I thought about this.
We can figure it out.
I have to start making more money first is the issue. But we have till December, gotcha. So it's fine. LA is the obvious choice just because it's like, I would escape the pitfalls of like having too many friends in New York, but also obviously not be alone.
Come to LA and be lonely.
Yeah, which is like, also it's, yeah.
Also, I feel like going out in LA, it's more of a commitment, so it's much easier to be like, I can't tonight,
right.
You know? I have friends that invite me. They're like, oh, do you want to come over? And they're in fucking Santa Monica. And I'm like, I can't make that drive. Like, emotionally, yeah. I can't do it right. after this week. And people right. respect that, you know?
Yeah. I think it's also a decision of, like, if I want to move, then there's, like, considerations of, like, okay, I'm going to have to buy a car. I'm going to have to, like, change more serious things. Where if it's like, I kind of want to hang out for 3 months, maybe I'll go to, like, Paris. And fuck, I don't know. Ultimately, something about New York is, like, itching for me, and I'm not having it. I think that's kind of common at this age and in this
state. Yeah, I feel like you, like, sometimes New York sounds soul-crushing, you know?
And it's,
at times.
It's weird, though, because I'm almost like I want to go somewhere where my soul can be more, like, appropriately crushed. Like, I'm
crushed
almost,
in a different way.
Yes, I'm almost like I'm too sedated here.
Mm.
But that's my own fault. It's not New York's fault. It's, like, the life that I've, like, chosen is, like,
gotcha.
Oh, yeah, people want to get drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, like, go and sit in the park with my book. And it's like, what if I had, like, something more interesting to do?
But we don't know what that something is.
And we don't know if LA holds it.
Who knows?
And then I'm like, should I, like, try and get an apartment, like, on the, like, somewhere in near LA, but not LA, like, Santa Barbara, like, on the beach? This, like,
live a little beach lifestyle?
Live a little beach lifestyle where it's like, yeah, if you wanted to, you could drive to hang out with people.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Also, if you're worried about rent, living by the beach is not the answer. Like, there's a okay. reason I don't live that's by the beach.
That's interesting, because I, like, sort of knew that, but I also sort of didn't know that, so that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, also, everything in LA right now is just stupid expensive, so you just, like, right. kind of accept the painful fact that you're like, here I am.
Right,
this
right.
is. This is what's gonna go down. I like the idea of you going on a journey of self-discovery. I feel like you need a van life situation for a year.
A year. maybe.
Or 3 months, you know. Yeah. Like, just like, a long road trip, actually, is what you need.
Yeah. I want to take a long road trip. I don't really, I mean, I have the money to do that, but I don't really want to spend, like, ideally I would do something where, like, I go and I make money while I'm there. Whether that's, like, getting a food service job for 3 months or...
Yeah.
Applying, and then my friend was like, you should, like, think about this more and think about, like, going somewhere more intentionally that you, like, have something there that you have set up to do that's of interest to you. And I was like, oh, maybe not though.
Maybe you just go and see what happens, but you'll figure it out.
Right, and I'm sure this time next year I'll still be in New York and still be like, should I leave? It's like...
Or you could pack up and go to New Zealand and, like, go work there. Do something crazy.
Right, and then you're like, that sounds great, and then you think about it for, like, 3 minutes, and you're like, that's logistically hard, and then you get lazy, and then you don't leave ever, and you never do anything different. It's hard to be this age.
It is hard to be this age.
I'm not having a good time.
Okay, so for work over the past 2 weeks, I had to hire somebody and, like, bring them on to be an assistant,
mm-hmm.
and... They were asking me, which is, like, this is a rude question. Not intentionally, but, like, rude for me. Like, don't ask me this question. Okay. He's like, what do you do outside of work?
No.
And I was like, don't. Because I'm like, my answer is sad. I'm like, live my life. Like, have a moment of solitude. Go get little drinks with my friends.
Yeah. Eat, it, like, Chipotle in my home. Yeah.
Yeah, like, watch a shitty Netflix dating show. You should watch The Ultimatum, by the way. It's insane and amazing.
I've heard insane things.
It's absolutely insane. You should definitely watch it. But I was like, do I need something else?
Right.
He, like, literally spurred an existential crisis unintentionally. Oh, no.
Because once somebody brings it up, you're like, do I have to think about this? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that much time. If you work 5 days a week, like, what else
right.
are you, what else are you doing?
Right. But it's also, but then, like, does that bother you? Or does it only
exactly.
bother you when somebody else brings it up? Or are you like, no, this is chill.
This is chill, but it is. And then you have that moment where you're like, am I just in the corporate machine of capitalism? You know?
Yeah.
Which, like, maybe we all are destined to be, and that's all that you do with yeah. your little life. And then you have your little fun moments on the weekend, you know?
Right. It's like your little life is going to be sad, so you can either decide that you're upset that it's sad or decide that you're okay that it's sad. But
yeah.
either way, it's going to be sad.
Everyone's life's a little sad, is what I feel like I'm coming to.
Yes, exactly.
But is it shameful to just be like, I wanted to watch The Ultimatum every night for a week?
No, not shameful at all.
You should watch it. It's insane. Literally, it's just a bunch of, like, 23-year-olds, and they're like, I've been dating...
Should I get married?
I've been dating Colby for a year and a half. I think that we need to get married. And you're like, what the fuck is happening? Children.
But it's like, clearly if you're on a television show about whether or not you should get married, you don't want to get married.
Yeah. There is also just an amazing, amazing, terrible woman on that show named Madeline. And Madeline is fucked up every single time she's on camera. Like, she's barely conscious. Like, and it's insane. They must ply those fuckers with alcohol like no other. Because, like, she looks like the girl you find in the club who's, like, barely conscious and awake and just wants to pick a fight with anyone. Like, she is just on the verge of throwing a drink in every moment. And I love it.
And you need that energy if you're going to have a shitty Netflix show.
You really need that energy.
Somebody might throw a drink. Wow. Nice.
It was really good. It's incredible. You should watch it.
I'll check. I actually don't have free time because I have too many friends. But when I get free time, I'll check.
Too popular. Though I do have that every once in a while. We're like, right? I'm too busy. It's too much of like a thing, you know?
But if the other thing happens and you go a week without anybody inviting you to do something, you're like, I'm going to kill myself with loneliness.
Yeah. My thing is like, I love to have my alone time. I'm a very alone person, but I'm like, if I don't get invited and I'm not able to turn something down at least once a week, devastating.
Right.
Which again, exactly. Unfair to everyone else around me, where I'm like, I'm going to say no to your invite, but you are still expected to keep inviting me. You have to keep inviting
me. Yes. And I think that is part of the thing about like, what if I left this area, then I wouldn't have this whole like, am I being invited or am I not, or like, oh, mm-hmm. I have too many things but I want to say no but I can't. It's like, nobody invites you to things if you don't live there, and then you don't That's feel FOMO because you don't live there, so you're like, oh, there's no possible way I could go to this, so I'm not mad that I was invited.
Oh, that doesn't work for me. I literally am watching people go to Coachella and I'm like, how did they not invite me? I would never go. But yeah, that's where my mind's at, because I'm crazy.
Yeah. I would never go.
I would never go.
You literally had the opportunity to go in college. You're like,
and I was like, I would rather die than go. But now I'm like, how dare these people I haven't talked to in 4 years not invite me?
Who is it?
Like, everyone I know is going to Coachella. It's just my Instagram has been just like Coachella, 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 Coachella.
It sounds awful.
It looks terrible. But I'm also like, how dare people know that I wouldn't even go, so yeah, why would they
contact me?
How dare
my friends actually know me pretty well.
How dare they? So yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I think you should have a little eat, pray, love moment. I think you should go abroad somewhere.
Okay. So sublet my room and then come back to it?
Maybe start there, you know?
Okay.
Like, just take like a long trip to like someplace you wanted to go, sublet your place. Mm-hmm. And then, like, come back, and then, like, maybe you had an epiphany, you know?
And then you're like, okay, now I know what kind of plans I want to put in motion.
Yeah. Or you come back, and you still don't know, and then you're like, maybe this is just my life, and that's fine.
Maybe this is just my life. Yeah.
Which I really think this age is just coming to terms with, where you're like, this is actually...
this is as good as it's gonna get.
Yeah. Just like dating. Me, you're like, I'm not gonna find someone great. So, like, it's just, you know, fine is good enough.
I am happiest after only 2 drinks. And I don't need more. That's what I'm discovering in this age as well.
It is. That's very true. It's very true. That sometimes you just want just 2 drinks and call it a night.
You just want 2 drinks. That's your perfect Saturday night. Yeah. It's like talking to people who are like actually kind of smart and having 2 drinks and not being like, where should we go next? Like, just calling it at a normal hour.
Here's my problem though. Where do I find smart people? I'm struggling.
That's my fear. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm honest, I've really lucked out and I have like a genuine good number of smart friends in New York.
Interesting.
And that's why when I'm on a dating app and I go on dates with people who are like really like, okay, like, we, you know, we're compatible to some extent, but they're, like, smart, and they can just sort of, like, level with you at that level. I'm like, I can't let this go. I have to hold on to this, because it's so
okay, hard. Interesting. Do we think that people in LA are dumber?
And I'm worried about that. Like, if I leave, give yourself, a, like, well, 10% of people anywhere are cool and are my type of people.
Exactly.
Like, you have to find them.
And like, where do I go? Like, do I go to a library? Yeah. I don't know how to find these people. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I don't know. You wait until they move to your area.
You wait until they just fall into your
world. You wait until somebody you've always liked and thought was smart moves to your area.
Yeah. Oh my god. I don't know why this made me think of this. I went to pub trivia for the first time.
Oh my god, tell me.
We didn't do well, though.
It's always shocking when you're like, this is hard, and it was fun because it's hard.
Yeah, okay, so, like, the girl that invited me re-invited me again. She's like, we're going, and I was like, oh, nice. My god, amazing, I love it. I went, I was so confident going in. I was like, this is me in my element. Like,
yeah.
I struggled. I was like, I don't know these answers. Too many sports questions. I don't think that's fair. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was tough. Like, it was not easy. And then I was, like, talking to people afterwards. And I was like, so, like, do you just get better at trivia the more that you go to? And they're like, not really. You just have to learn and know things. And I was like, interesting.
You have to, like, read books or something.
You have to just read books. Like, that's just what you have to do.
Right. Will I get better if I just keep going to these? No.
No, the questions don't repeat themselves, actually. Right. We finished 10th out of, like, 25 teams.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we did our...
Like, I am smart in this city. Like, I am one of the elite of this city.
Yes, and it did humble me. It did humble me where I was like, but then, because of my God complex, I was like, actually... This was not on me. They asked too many sports questions. That's not... Yeah. How am I supposed to know that? That's not my niche.
Right.
So what I did learn from the experience, like, you gotta have, like, a good team. Like, you gotta have your...
You have to fill out the areas.
Yeah. So now, other problem. Where do I find smart friends to do trivia with? Or do you just go to trivia for the vibes? You know, like, just like, we're gonna have a good time, but
I think you go to trivia for vibes. Unless you, like, start really, like, being obsessed or, like, want to make this your life. But if you're just like, I go every other week or something, it's fun. Where in LA is it?
The one I went to with them was in Old Town Pasadena.
Okay.
You're like, cool.
I don't know what I expected. But I'm familiarizing myself with Los Angeles now.
In case you move. But yeah, so, like, it was nice, it was cute. I still want to go to this place, like, in Los Feliz, and I'm like, I keep pitching it to people, and everyone's like, oh my god, that sounds so fun.
Yes.
And then I'm like, and when?
Then, and then actually comes time to be like, it's happening today, are you going? And they're like, no.
Yeah. Or you're like, it starts at 9, and someone's like, a little late. And you're like,
it's not.
It's not. But, like, also, I get it, but also, like, I need you to do this with me.
Yeah. And you do this for me and with me.
It was also, like, going to trivia with somebody who's already established, like, a team and, like, had a rapport with the person that runs it.
That's
lovely.
Good. That's
a great
my biggest fear.
Introduction. Like, can you, I, like, the fear of walking into this place that does, like, they're known for their trivia, just, like, fresh-faced team, that scares me.
And you're like, everybody started somewhere, but, like, that is, I'm trying to do trivia all the time and I keep, like, asking the same people, like, are we doing trivia this week? And they keep I'm sick, I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, are we ever going to do this? But it's like, when I'm like, are we just going to walk in and be like, hello, I would like to trivia? Like, I'm just, like, confused about the whole process and it's very stressful.
I was really, like, again, just completely anxious going, but it was great because she knew what was up. Like, she was like, you sign in with your phone. The guy who runs it gave us free cookies. Like,
nice.
It was lovely. A lovely little, like, handheld introduction to pub trivia.
Nice.
So we'll see if we do it again. Okay. But I would like to create my own team, you know, like, have it be like your own little group of friends.
As like, lovely, I go when I'm invited.
Yes, exactly. Like, I would like to be able to be like, this is something that I do consistently with my group of friends.
This is a hobby. Not that, and these people
actually, my passion is pub trivia. Like, actually, that's gonna be
my
image.
Is having hobbies. What are your interests? I'm really interested in having interests.
But I can't tell you what they are.
I can't tell you. It's so funny that you're like, I go on this date and I'm like, what are your interests? It's crazy it has no interest. And then you're at work and somebody's like, what are you doing in your free time? And you're like, shut up.
I know, literally.
It's like, the call's coming from inside the house.
It really is. But then I'm like, okay, I enjoy cooking and baking. Is that a hobby? I don't know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, right? Like, that's a thing that I do. Mm-hmm. Then what other things do you, like, what, pub trip, yeah. Does that count? Like, pub what counts?
You watch movies.
Yeah, I consume content. I podcast, but no one can know.
I use the app Instagram. Is that a hobby?
I have a secret hobby, which is a podcast that apparently shows up at the first Google search result. If you type in our names and movie podcast, that's a horrifying development.
That's a horrifying thing, yeah.
It's really scary.
Because I just was like, you'll never be able to find it. It's like, so no irrelevant.
No one can see it. But, like, again, that's a hobby I cannot share with a random production assistant. Like, they can't know that. Yeah. Because when a production assistant told me that they had a podcast, I was like, don't say that out loud. I was like, no. Also, like, do you not have shame? Is it just us?
I was just hanging out with people last night who were all talking about, like, how ashamed we are.
Yeah.
And, okay, not that I care about that. It has to do with having an Earth moon, by the way.
Do I have an Earth moon?
I think you're a Virgo moon.
Let me look at CoStar, and then we can confirm.
You're a Cancer Sun Virgo moon.
If you know, but how do you know that?
Because I think you're the same as our friend whose name will bleep.
Okay, wait. Let's see. I'll go to my chart. Sun in Cancer, Moon in Virgo.
Yeah. Having an Earth moon, which also I do, mine's in Capricorn.
Okay.
Means that you will die if anybody thinks ill of you or, like, thinks that you've done something embarrassing.
It's the truest statement I've ever heard.
And, like, we, at all costs, will be like, we must hide things, bury things, be uncomfortable at the expense of, like, not having anybody know anything real about us.
Exactly.
And, like that I will makes take, perfect sense to me.
I will take this podcast to the grave, even though people know about it. I'm like, no one knows.
No one knows. It's a secret. It's also insane to just, like, watch other people not operate that way in the world.
Oh, like, it's if you get shocking.
And you're like, oh my god, I have to tell everybody they got broken up with. I'm like, don't. If I got dumped, I would be like, we never dated. I've never seen this person.
Like, I would actually lie and create an entire fake reality.
Admit the shame that I got dumped. Like, that's so embarrassing.
Right? Maybe that's why we don't date enough people, is because we're like, because dating could end with being broken up with, and my ego wouldn't be able to handle that, and I would create a fabricated story.
Exactly. Like, there's.
I've never seen this man in my life, actually.
Too many things in play for me to be like, I want to put my foot down and say that we're dating. Like, that sounds like a terrible idea, because it's only going to end poorly for all parties.
Yeah. I think I've also realized I can't deal with confrontation at all. Like, I really can't. Like, I've had to, like, be mean to people, like, at work. I can't do it. Like, I literally can't, where I'm like, I actually need to talk about this, but you're like, you're doing a great job. Thanks. Bye.
No complaints. Ha.
Things are good.
Yeah. Because I would rather, like, if somebody's not doing their job, I would rather just, like, eat whatever extra work needs to be done to help than, like, admit to them that they're not doing their job.
Yeah. Because I couldn't do it. I just can't. I can't do it. Okay, well, that's a good thing to know. It's because my moon is
in Virgo.
In Virgo, that I'm going to die of shame.
Yeah, literally. Shame drives everything in my life.
Fascinating. Maybe not healthy for us, but here we are.
No. I don't know. Like, keeps you looking like a doofus.
It does.
That's good.
Actually, my hot take is that people should be more ashamed.
Yeah, everyone should. People should be more embarrassed to, like, post what they think anywhere. That's cringe. Who cares what you think?
Can you imagine having a thought and saying it out loud? Insane.
No. Or, like, thinking that anybody would, like, think you're funny if you, like, post it online. Fucking deranged.
As we literally have a podcast because we think we're so funny.
Okay, we have our reasons. Again. We have our reasons.
Again, the call is coming from inside the house.
Shit. Being appropriately seen.
And it's really disappointing when you're like, oh, I'm actually projecting all my own issues, but...
Yes, I am actually the worst version of a person. And I can't help it.
Oh my god. Yeah. I guess, should we talk about our movie?
Yeah, I watched it like 2 weeks ago at this point. Like, I'm like, what did we watch?
We watched Pride and Prejudice like a week ago, because none of us had our lives together. Yeah. I will say I did watch this at the end of a tough week, and I drank a lot of wine while watching it.
That's allowed. It's
okay. Which I think helped the experience.
I liked this.
I loved this.
Okay.
Absolutely loved it.
I grew up on the one with Colin Firth. And
okay, woman. That's the TV series, right?
I don't think so. I think it's a movie.
Okay. Because here's my weird thing is in high school, I had a teacher, an honors English teacher, who was like, I don't want to have to read this book again. We're watching the TV series instead.
Okay.
So I don't think I've never read this book, which is embarrassing.
Not embarrassing. And I'm not interested in Jane Austen at all.
Oh.
She's a interesting. Woman.
Is that a bad thing? What was that?
She's a woman writing about women's things.
Okay, the one with Colin Firth is it is a TV series.
How many episodes?
It says one season. 6 episodes.
Huh.
This is the one that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a series.
She's great in it.
Who was she?
No idea. But she's a convincing Elizabeth Bennet.
But yes, Colin Firth is my Mr. Darcy in my mind.
Same. And then I was like, oh my god, Shiv's husband. And then I was like, this is going to be wrong. And then he pulled it off.
Shiv's husband. Okay.
He pulled it off in a way that
he really pulled it off in a way that was incredible.
He's a better actor than I thought he was
going to be. Yeah, he was great. I also do love that this Letterboxd review was just you writing me an open letter on Letterboxd.
Like, Megan, we have to stop this. I've gotten more into that recently because I've been like, who reads these?
I'm like, okay,
who follows me? Who cares?
It's actually just for Charlotte and like my one other person that follows me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree with you. You're like, we literally cannot watch another Keira Knightley movie for our own mental, emotional, and physical like well-being.
Yeah. I was fine with her, but like, I wasn't like, wow, her performance. I was like, I wish anybody else had been in this.
I sighed when I saw her walk on screen. The only thing that saved it is she was not wearing low-waisted jeans in this, which really, again, I did not feel a need for a black bar in this film. So I was like, this is allowed, actually. This one's fine.
This one's allowed.
But yeah, we have to stop watching Keira Knightley movies. Like, I've hit my limit. I can't do it.
I got sick of her face in this one, and like immediately first scene, I was like, I know exactly how she's gonna act in this movie. And maybe that's because, like, you know, the character of Elizabeth Bennet, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I was like, you're just gonna annoy me. This is gonna be annoying, and it was.
Yeah, but Shiv's husband.
The movie itself
though.
Is good. The movie itself is an interesting, like, I mean, come on, classic. Like, I hate him, and then he's amazing, and we're in love. Yeah. Or, like, he's aloof and kind of a dick, but, like, I secretly am having a crush on him. Addicted.
That's why, again, going on dates with men that are too nice, where we're like, I want a man who acts like he actually hates me. Like, I need that, which is insane.
Yeah. I want us both to be like, we hate this, but we can't stop doing it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's my relationship goal. We hate each other, but we cannot live without each other.
That's exactly
that
what
makes
we
sense
want.
To me. That makes legitimate sense to me.
But also, I want to, you know, when they first walk into the party, I want to be able to walk into a party and just cause silence.
Right.
Like, just have everyone just be in such awe of how rich and amazing I am.
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah.
You know?
Or, like, on a different level, like, not even, because that would be a lot. That would be like, oh, you have a title, blah, blah, blah. But, like, okay.
Yeah.
There's a party happening, and, like, you walk in, and, like, a collection of cool people in the know watch you. But everybody else is still sort of, like, living their life because they're plebs. But there's, like, a collection of people who know things who are like, holy shit, she's here. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And Mr. Darcy does that. I will say, though, it is shocking how hot Matthew McFadden is this, given that he has one of the worst haircuts that has ever been put onto a man.
And
like, he's... All of them are actively ugly, but I'm, like, hottest thing I've ever seen.
He's, like, very much improved when he talks. Like, you're sort of like, he's kind of... Bleh. And then he starts talking, you're like, wait a second.
Yeah. Which, again, is what we want from a man. Because
also,
all men,
like,
are kind of average, but you're like...
Yeah.
Obviously what you're saying.
The point of Mr. Darcy is that he comes off sort of like, meh. And then you, like, talk to him, and you're like, holy shit, I need him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you like the hand scene? The very famous...
Where they, like, touch, and then he has... Of course.
Oh my god.
I think
incredible.
The cut of the jackets that they wore during this time period makes them all look like they have, like, dinosaur arms. Like, if you look at the arm at the end of their sleeve, it, like, looks in a weird position because of the jacket. I don't know.
Interesting.
So I was like, I don't know.
So you're like, oh, he's flexing his little dinosaur hand.
Yeah, I was like, this is...
But it was a hot hand flex.
It was, and it made sense. You're like, oh, he's like, he's very subtly thinking about how.
Into it. I also thought Mr. Bingley was cute. He was a little cutie.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying Collins. I was like, Mr. Collins. I felt legit.
Wait, which one's Mr. Collins?
He's like the short one who's like, listen, we
are. Oh, the cousin. It is incest, right? We are, it's a cousin marriage. Yes.
Maybe. It's unclear. But like, he's so obviously bad vibe, but it just made me really sad because it's like one thing to be like a dick, but it's another thing to just be like not with it, you know, like not self-aware to be like, I am acting weird, but everybody's laughing at you. I'm like, that broke my heart legitimately.
I will say though, I do love every scene where someone is being proposed to and just every member of the family is just glued to the fucking door. But like, it was, they really did her dirty where they just abandoned her with Mr. Collins.
Yes, and she was like, clearly everyone knows that this is what's gonna happen, that I don't want it and that I hate this, and they were all just like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
he had money though, he had that like, was power over their house.
Was so. Not girl code though, like don't, but that's how don't the leave time her
period was. It's like if you got power,
you're saying that house. They didn't actually follow girl code back in the 1800s or whatever this is in.
Actually, I'd like to bring up girl code. Yeah.
I will say, though, Mr. Collins has the best line where he's like, these are excellent boiled potatoes. This movie's funny.
It was funny. I felt bad for him. I was just like, he's not a dick. Like, he's not coming. He's just misguided and just like a little.
No, I thought he was a dick. I thought he was a creepy priest. Was he a priest?
I have no idea.
He was something religious, right?
A preacher, I have no idea. But yes, something religious. And was very just like, the script is that I need a wife and I would be happier if I took a woman. And I was just like, this poor man.
But he does get the friend because she's just like, I gotta settle. Like, I also settle, which I like thought that I thought that speech was from Little Women for some weird reason. I don't know why.
I knew it was from Pride and Prejudice and I didn't think it was from her. I was just sort of like, oh.
I was like, I'm 27. I have no money and no prospects. Yeah, I'm a burden to my family.
And I like it, though, because it's like she's coming at Elizabeth and being like, we all can't be you, who's like so high and mighty and well-read that you're not going to accept money when it comes knocking at your door. Like,
right.
Elizabeth was like, I'm so accosted by this man's marriage proposal. And she was like, you're actually being a little brat.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but you have to admit that you're being a little brat.
Very valid. Like,
stick it to Elizabeth. She's kind of a little brat.
Yeah, but also she's I'm like, smart. I am Elizabeth, where I'm like, I would think I'm too smart for everyone around
me. Yeah.
Obviously. Joe,
you know?
Yeah.
Joe March, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone wants.
Joe and everyone is Amy. Yeah. Everyone was like, I guess I'll accept this man.
Yeah. When it comes down to it, you're like, all right, well, there it is.
I am poor.
Yeah. But again, this whole movie just makes me like, God, why do I love an enemy to lovers storyline as much as I do? It. Like, is even that the patriarchy, like, on my shoulders, like, holding me down that I'm like, I want a man to be terrible?
I'm okay with it. Like,
you're okay with it?
I agree that it is some sort of, like, insidious societal factor that's making me feel this way. I'm living with it. I'm in bed with it. It's fine.
You're like, I'm actually fine with it.
I'm living with my demons.
Like,
it's fine.
The fact that I literally saw the scene where, like, at the party and Mr. Darcy's like just in the background following Elizabeth. I'm like, this is the hottest thing I've ever seen. But I'm like, that's stalking. That's Negan. That is stalking. Yeah. That's not okay. But I'm like, I'm into it.
Yeah. You're like, I can rationalize that this is wrong. And yet, here we are.
And yet I'm into it. I want a man to touch my hand and literally have to like flex it afterwards.
Because
of the tension.
Yeah. Right. I hate Brenda Blethyn, the mom.
The mom is insane. Do you hate her as an actress, or do you hate her as a mom who's always scheming?
I've seen her in other things, and she's always that character. Hysterical, like, weepy. And I hate her as a mother. And I characters like that, where you just legitimately want to hit them, and, like, everybody else is sort of like, oh, mama, ha 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 ha, you're being a little annoying. I'm like, no, you have to, like, lock her in a closet. She's that bad.
She's crazy. She literally sends, what's fucking Rosamund Pike's daughter's, what daughter does Jane? She play? Jane, where she's like, I'm gonna send this bitch in the rain so she gets deathly ill where there's no medicine to cure her, so she has to, like,
I actually liked that part, because instead of being, like, hysterical, she was like, we're gonna schedule this, like, we're gonna make a plan, and she's gonna stay there overnight.
Mm-hmm. But I do love where she's like, she's like, my daughter may die, but she may get married, and that's a fucking risk I am willing to take, you know?
Yes, exactly. And that is, like, her character in it. Encapsulated. Also, what the fuck happened with the little one? She ran away? And then it was, like, this whole big news, and then she was, like, weeping to Mr. Darcy. Mr. Darcy was like, this is very serious. I was like, because she's fucking?
I think so. I think it's because she's fucking
out of marriage. Okay.
Which is in what year is this supposed to be taking place in?
1800s.
Sure. I think she was now fucking out of wedlock and hence,
but like,
destroyed socially.
I feel like Elizabeth was like, "Oh my god, she's been destroyed socially," and I was like, "She did it to herself."
Yeah.
She's being a dumb bitch.
She was. But again, leads to an incredibly hot moment where Mr. Darcy goes out and just fucking takes care of business, you know?
Yeah. And, like, doesn't want credit for it, and is just...
Doesn't want credit for it. Again, so hot for a man to be so aloof that he doesn't even want credit for anything. Incredible.
Yeah. Everybody in this movie looked familiar. The little sister who goes and gets married out of, or, like, fucks out of wedlock is the girlfriend in Donnie Darko.
It's literally everyone. One of them's Carrie Mulligan.
Yeah.
That's Kitty. Yeah. And then there's the fucking...
Rosamund Pike.
The girl from Hunger Games. She's in a million other things, but I associated her with Hunger Games.
Who?
But I need to look up the cast list. One of the other younger sisters. I can't find her.
Is it Mary?
Maybe it's
Mary.
She's
the other sister.
There's an... No, Jenna Maloney.
Oh, I don't know who it is.
She was in Hunger Games.
Good for her.
Good for her. She really made it.
Did you know that while this was being shot, Rosamund Pike was dating Mr. Bingley in real life?
Interesting.
They broke up and he got married to a man.
Oh, he's gay?
He's a bi king.
I could see that. He does give off those vibes. We don't know. we're assuming.
We're assuming, who knows?
No, he's been married to Christopher Bailey, whoever that is, since 2012.
Yeah.
And he has two children. I thought he was a cutie. I liked him.
Yeah, he was a cutie. But he was dating Rosamund Pike at the time. Crazy.
Fascinating. Oh my god, look. Look at the little photos of them. Here they are. Fascinating.
Here they are.
But yeah, I do love, though, that fucking Shiv's husband breaks up a marriage because he's, like, too aloof. You know? The girl was too aloof.
Oh, yeah. Which you, like... I mean, I liked the... I mean, that's the genius of Jane Austen, is that you're like, I understand all sides. And she's like, I can't believe you're being mean to my sister and keeping her from marriage. And he's like, she didn't seem like she liked him. He's my friend. I'm looking out for my friend. I'm calling it like I see it. And I'm like, you can't.
But I also feel, Jane, where you're like, again, as we discussed earlier, I will never make the first move and I will always be aloof. So, like, yeah. I'm like, I would be the spinster in the 1800s or 1700s.
I will always seem like I hate you.
I will...
So
till the day I die, because I actually, my moon is in Virgo, so right. I can't let
which
you
I
know.
Learned today.
I learned today that actually my issue is because my moon is in Virgo, so
right. So I don't have to confront this in any way.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I also will say there's many hot moments of this movie. One of the hottest is the little look between them as they're going to go ask her dad for permission at the end.
They, like, get very... They have a good vibe together, even though... Which is hard to do because we don't get a ton of, like, actual rapport between them. Mm-hmm. But you can very much tell the vibe, which I like.
Yeah.
Also, the end scene.
Where she's rubbing his calves as they
like,
stand.
Sitting on the water, like...
Where are they and what are they doing?
They're at his house, which is, like, on a body of water or, like, a pool. It's unclear, but they're just, like, having an intimate moment. I'm like, this felt cheesy.
But here's my other question. Given that the sister was, like, nearly banished from society for running off with a man, I was like, don't they have to wait to, like, see each other's calves until, like, later on in the process?
I assume they're engaged. So I think once you're engaged, you can be like, we're together.
We're together. I can see your calves. I can touch your bare calves.
But they're having a calf to hand moment,
you know?
Right. They're also, like, in theory, unconventional. So they might be a little bit more undainty than the average couple because they're just different and love is
they're
real
just
for them.
Different and it's
love
okay
is real for
we
only
love
this
it
couple and for no one else. I do feel like that's what they both genuinely think. They're both like, we are going to never get married because we're too different, which is like a story that resonates with unfortunately every woman.
Because so that's why all have a god complex deep
yeah
down.
That's why Pride and Prejudice ages perfectly all the time is because it's like, oh, I will never find anybody like me, and then somebody who thinks they'll never find anybody like them comes along. We hate each other, obviously.
Yeah.
Until we figure out that we're in love.
That we're actually in love. What were your thoughts on the rain scene when he's like, I've loved you always?
I honestly found it so unmemorable because I don't remember it now that you're saying it right now. Like, what do you think of the rain scene? I'm like, what?
Because I'm like, is it hot to confess feelings in the rain?
Yeah, because there's something, like, undercover about it. It's like you're being vulnerable, but, like, in a...
in poor weather?
Yeah, I think something about the poor weather makes you feel ready to be vulnerable.
Interesting.
More so than, like, on a blanket in the sun.
So you would say you would be more likely to confess your feelings...
rain is a
...in
for
pouring rain? Then on a sunny thing,
that
I love that.
Sense.
Actually,
I mean,
rain is a time for secrets.
Like, have you taken a film class? Rain is a time for secrets.
I do like that, though. Maybe it that's why I haven't found love, is it doesn't rain enough in LA. I actually have not had a rain experience.
You laugh, but that's, like, a legitimate thing that's talked about in LA, is that, like, it sort of numbs you, the lack of seasons.
Is that true? So far, I've learned a lot about myself today. One, all my shame comes from my moon being in Virgo.
Yes.
And my lack of a love life comes from the fact that we're in a drought in LA and I need more rain because rain is the time for secrets.
Things will only be revealed in, like, heavy rain.
Also, that's my one problem. My one problem with Hollywood movies, actually. There's nothing else.
There's nothing else.
It's just the fact that somebody looks good in the rain. I have never looked good in the rain.
Right. It's like those, like, face wash commercials. You're like, this can't be real.
No, like, my fucking mascara is dripping. Not all of my hair is wet. There's one weird dry patch. Like,
my shirt is sticking to me in a horribly unflattering way.
Like, it's awful. Like,
suddenly
it's
I'm
never
fat.
Been good. Because, again, I decide if I'm fat or not just in the moment. Like, it's not based in reality. It's actually the rain caused me to gain 10 pounds in this moment.
The rain adds 10 pounds, that's what they say.
See, if I was not soaking wet and cut off all my hair, I'd be the skinniest person in the world.
We would hit 120, yeah. And maybe we would, and we wouldn't be any happier.
Oh my god. But anyways, the rain is time for secrets.
Anyway,
the other thing that was insane about this movie is when there's a full statue of himself. Do you remember that?
Yes. And everybody's like, he's hot, isn't he? And she's like, I'm gonna throw up. But she's like, yeah, I guess.
Also, like, is that the 1800s equivalent of seeing a man in a photo and being like, he actually looks good,
yeah,
but now it's with a marble statue.
Also, you're in a place where you actually have, like, when you meet somebody and then you go home and you stare at their Instagram, you're in a place where you can, like, privately, like, just stare at them and be sort of, like, engulfed. And it's the same thing with the statue. She's like, I can't stare at him because then he'll know he's staring at me, but I can stare at his statue.
I can stare at his statue.
Though
the statue is creepy. I don't like the eyes in a statue.
I literally was like, where are we, the Met? Like, when they walked into this, like, statue room, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
His whole house is insane.
Yeah.
I don't get the relationship with the sister. His sister.
Oh, me neither. I guess
it felt a little incesty.
It felt a little incesty, but I think it also felt a little bit like, oh, he would be a good dad. Like, he's very caring. He, like, Because it's not something he really shows in any other arena. And then it's like, oh, you meet his sister. And she's like, we talk all the time. He talks about you. Like,
which, again, he respects incredible. Incredible.
Like, oh, shit. I find it not hot to have somebody, like, be obsessed with his little sister. But it's, like, a common, like, green flag male trope, I think.
That they have basic emotions?
Yeah. That they're like, oh, I have this thing that I'm already, like, caring for.
I feel like I would need that. If I had to pursue, because I do love it, just a very aloof man, yeah. You know? Like, you exactly. Gotta have the balance of it. And unfortunately, something. We don't have statues to stare at of aloof men.
We have Instagram, and unfortunately, it all looks bad.
Okay, yeah, that's the thing, though. I've never seen a man's Instagram and be like, he's hotter on Instagram especially than in person. Especially
if he's aloof. Like, then he's probably not really on Instagram, or he's posting landscape pics.
Yeah, the hottest guys do post landscape photos. Yeah,
but you're like, fuck, I don't have anything to like
to look at. Or the photos that they do post, you're like, again, when you show your friends like a guy, and you're like, so he looks terrible here, and here, and there, and also here.
One day meeting somebody and then just being like, I have no thought in my mind about like introducing you to everyone I know. That sounds pleasurable.
Again, we can't. Our moons are Earth moons, I think was the statement.
Megan's really, like, grabbing hold of this.
I'm really grabbing hold to it. Yeah. If you were, like, introduced... No.
No.
Actually, no. It
like,
can't.
I can do whatever I want in my free time, in my, like, me in person time, but, like, yeah. once anybody who knows me personally gets involved, I'm gonna throw up.
Or if I introduce somebody, I was like, no one can speak about it.
Yeah.
At all. Like, not a single comment can be made. Pretend like it didn't happen. Pretend like he's a ghost, actually.
Like, one of my bigger fears is, like, being on a date and, like, running into somebody that I know.
Like, that's my greatest fear. Because and I saw it happen to somebody once. And my friend went over and to go say hi. And I was like, no. Pretend we never saw each other.
Yeah.
Like, you just head down. Like, don't go over.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
If you see somebody that you know and they're on a date and you think it's a date and it's like not somebody you've met as somebody that they date, don't go.
Disappear. Leave the restaurant. Leave the bar. You have to vacate the premises. Like you can't be there.
If they come up to you, fair game. But they shouldn't if they're on a date.
No. Like if I were
on a date with somebody, then we gotta stop and talk to my friends. I'd be like, I have to go.
I have to leave, actually. Like, if I saw you on a date someplace randomly, I would, if we made eye contact, it would be so brief and I would just disappear into the shadows.
It would be so brief. Yeah.
It would be so brief. I'm like, actually, I have to leave. I have to go home. This restaurant has been claimed by other people and I can't be here.
And I would have no shame about that. Like, if I walked in with somebody and I saw somebody new, I'd be like, we have to go. You have to understand that we have to go. If you don't want to go, then we're not going to see each other ever again.
this isn't going to work out. I have to leave.
I will say,
oh my God.
Question about your God complex.
Uh-huh.
If I date somebody, I am like so uptight about like them ever meeting my friends. Like that's such a like thing. But I'm like, obviously they want me to meet their friends. And obviously always. That's normal. And obviously yes. I'm happy to do that. That sounds great.
But my friends,
I'm like,
no.
It doesn't go both ways. But no. I'm like, of course, like, if I ever start dating somebody, of course they would immediately want to invite me to everything. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because, again,
I'm great.
Because it is a true, crazy dichotomy in my head that I am, like, the best person that has ever walked the earth. I'm so interesting. Of course you would want to invite me to a party. But also, deep shame and also self-crippling anxiety and doubt.
Deep shame. What's that might call deep shame? Plagues me.
Just deep shame. So much shame. But yes, no, I would assume that everyone after meeting me is like, we want to invite her to a party.
I can't wait to hang out with all my friends and her. And I'm like, makes sense.
Yeah.
They tracks. Would love me.
They would. But also, like, my thing is, like, introduce even, like, a platonic friend. Introducing them to your friend group. I give, like, 800 caveats beforehand. I'm like, it's like, fine.
You might not like her. Like,
yeah, maybe you're not going to, like, drive. Yeah. Like.
And it makes sense to me. And I'm like, that, it would never not stress me out to, like, introduce two people who don't know each other. Because I'm like, this reflects me.
Here's the thing, though. When I think about it on the other side, when I've had friends introduce the new person that they're dating. I don't give a shit. And also, I will lie to the day I die. Like, even if I didn't like the person, I'm like, oh my God, so funny.
It doesn't affect me. And I'm very aware that it doesn't affect me. So I'm like, cool, yeah, we got drinks. He didn't really talk, whatever.
And then I reserve the ability to flip when something goes wrong to be like, he's a fucking asshole. And then if they get back together, you know, I'm glad you worked it out. I think he's a great person.
I think he's changed.
I think he's changed. We will lie to everyone in our lives.
If I have a good friend and they're like, they start dating somebody that I'm like, they're fine, but I'm not obsessed with them, I don't care. Like, that doesn't affect me. I don't think about it. But like, if somebody were to think that about somebody I'm dating, kill me. It would kill me.
It would, the thought of it is making me nauseous, like, right now.
Like, people just like openly talk shit about people that our friends are dating.
Oh, constantly.
But like, if anybody did that about me, I'd kill myself. Why do I live like this?
Why are we sick? Like, what's wrong with us?
Why are we sick and there's no cure?
Oh, God.
I don't know the answer.
But also, like, it is a very Pride and Prejudice moment, though. When, like, they get together and they're like, did they like each other?
Yeah.
But also, that will be me with anyone.
I was just thinking that. Like, one day I'll just be like, all right, so we're engaged. And everybody will be like, I didn't know you guys ever talk.
Yeah, like, you actually.
Somebody that I've been, like, friends with for, like, ages. Yeah. But I'll, like, secretly have been, like, living with them.
Yeah.
Everybody will be like, what?
Or, like, you actively said bad things about them. And then you're like, but we're together. So it's fine. We're
actually, like, very seriously in love.
Yeah. Oh, my God. God, we're really actually sick.
I love that this revealed that for us, though. I love that this. I mean, it was a fun watch, fun period. It was. For sure, I was like, "This is gonna be boring." It wasn't boring.
I'm always. Cadence. It's like I hate a romance rom com movie. Was into this.
Yeah, it just works. You're like, it's sort of, you know, it's all sort of low key, which is nice because I've heard that about this movie. That people are like, it's very comforting. Like, it's something to watch when you want, like, a fall vibe, like, a nice, like, evening with a glass of wine. But, like, it checks out.
And it's not Matthew boring, but it's McFadden, not gonna,
like, shock you.
He's doing good things in this. He's doing good work.
Kira, not so much.
I
would have recast her.
See, I don't know if I can say if it was her acting. Her being, I can't watch another movie with her.
No, we're not doing Pirates of the Caribbean next week.
Though that's a great movie.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. Like, it's on, I've seen it in parts. I couldn't tell you the plot of it. He's on a boat.